Hi, my name is Zakaria, and welcome to my vodcast. Desire, the key to satisfaction, or need, is the cause of your dissatisfaction. The key to satisfaction is desire, not need. If you need something to feel satisfied, your satisfaction cannot come to you. If you need something or someone to be in your life, or to be a certain way so that you will be happy, then your happiness cannot come to you and will elude you. Because what you really want is to be happy. What you really want is to feel satisfied and feel fulfilled and excited and inspired and creative. Happiness and satisfaction are your real goals, not what you believe will satisfy you. So whatever you want, whether it's money or a relationship or success or cars or a boat or fame or houses or recognition, etc., etc., you believe those things are your goal, but they are not. Your goal, really, is to feel happy. Your goal is to feel satisfied. The babe or the dude or the wealth or the success are not the root to your satisfaction. Satisfaction is the route to more satisfaction. Wrap your little minds around that. Happiness is the route to more happiness. Love is the route to more love. Feeling abundant is the route to more abundance. So satisfaction is the route to attracting your desires that you believe will satisfy you. And if you find easy, effortless pathways to satisfaction, then your desires will manifest in your life to enhance the satisfaction that you have already found, because like attracts like. Satisfaction attracts more satisfaction. Desperate need only attracts more desperation and lack of what you want, and more desperation and more need. If you need the babe or need the dude or need the money, etc., to come for your satisfaction, then your desperation keeps your desires from coming to you because you are not a vibrational match to your desires. Need, also known as desperation, is not a vibrational match to excited desire and expectation. Need is not a vibrational match to happiness. It is a vibrational match to unhappiness. Need is not a vibrational match to satisfaction. It is a vibrational match to dissatisfaction. But if you can create a vibration of satisfaction in your mind and in your life, then your desire, which you know will satisfy you, well, they must come to you because your desires are a vibrational match. Now, if you can create a vibration of satisfaction in your mind and in your life, then your desire, which you know will satisfy you, must come to you because it is a vibrational match. Your desires must enhance your natural state of satisfaction for them to manifest. Your desires cannot be the source of your satisfaction. If something is the source of your satisfaction, if some condition, some variable condition is the source of your satisfaction, then the presence or absence of that person, thing, or situation now controls you. You are the slave to that master. Especially your emotional state. Your need becomes your master rather than you being the master of your desires. A desire has no, a real, true desire. Not a lack of desire where you desire something, but really you're more focused on the lack of that desire. A true desire has no urgency, no desperation, no pressure, no deadline. If you are influenced by desire rather than need, then you are happy all the time, regardless whether or not you have the physical manifestation of your desire yet or not. Physical conditions of your life do not determine, you do not allow them to determine your emotional state. Nothing outside of you, no person, thing, or situation controls your emotional feeling state unless you allow it to. Only you are in control of your emotional state, nothing outside of you. If you need the conditions in your life to change in order for you to feel happy, then those conditions are your master and you are their slave. If you need the behavior of others to change to be happy and feel satisfied, well, then those people's behavior are your master and you are their slave. The question you always want to ask yourself is, how do I want to feel? Well, you want to feel happy, right? You want to feel satisfied, right? You want to feel prosperous and inspired and excited and fulfilled, right? You want to feel empowered and free, right? And you believe that if you can be, do, and have something or someone or some situation in your life, then you will feel those feelings. But that is a faulty premise. These things that you want are not the root to your happiness and satisfaction. You alone, regardless of conditions, regardless of whether you have what you want or not, are the root to you feeling good. Your thoughts are the only route to feeling good. If you feel happy, satisfied, excited, and fulfilled, then what you want that will enhance those feelings will come to you. But if you need anything to come to you or change to feel those feelings, then what you want cannot come, and what you desire to change never will change. So if you are allowing yourself to be gently and excitedly influenced by desire and not desperately influenced by need, then the absence of your desire does not bother you because you don't focus on the absence of your desire. Instead, you're focused on the fullness of your desire and the excitement of your desire. You're focused on what you want, not upon what you don't want. What you don't want is the absence of your desire, and it's no fun thinking about the absence of your desire. It's only fun thinking about the abundance of your desire. And that is how you create what you want in your life, by thinking and vibrating and feeling the fullness of your desires. By enjoying the sweet deliciousness of your desires and by paying no attention to the apparent lack of your desires. So, you want to always be under the influence of the abundance of what you want. And you will know when you are under the positive influence of what you want because you will feel happy and you'll feel satisfied and you'll feel fulfilled and feel prosperous. And you'll feel full of love and inspiration and creativity, even though what you desire has not yet physically manifested yet. Basically, you'll feel happy regardless of conditions. You'll feel happy regardless of whether you have what you want or not yet. But if you are under the influence of need, oh, I need this, where you're under the influence of a need for conditions to change so that you can feel happy and satisfied and fulfilled and prosperous, then your joy and your satisfaction and the riches and the love and everything else that you want cannot come to you because you cannot create and attract the fullness of what you desire when you are thinking about the lack of what you want. You can only create what you want when you are a vibrational match to your desire, which means you feel the same way now that you will feel once your desires manifest into your physical life. All right, I hope you enjoyed my vodcast desire. The key to your satisfaction. And if you did get something from it, share from your share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. And remember to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering goodies to help you become a conscious, deliberate, creative reality to create whatever you want in your life. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. Thanks again for watching my video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!